In 10 years, the Stan Lee and Gerald Rubin Center for the Visual Arts has brought thought-provoking international contemporary art to the El Paso border community and has grown to be a nationally and internationally recognized center for contemporary art. The center will celebrate its 10th anniversary in November with a weekend of exhibitions, performances, and conversations that will explore art and space at the border. Here to talk about it with us today are the Rubin Center's director, Carrie Doyle, and independent contemporary art curator, Dr. Rob Lafrenais. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina. Nice to be here.
Very good to be here.
Congratulations on turning 10.
Thank you. I feel very proud of turning 10.
Yes, it's kind of a big deal. The Rubin Center is this gem in the city. It's the only place really for contemporary art. And yet I feel like so many people have yet to discover it.
It's been a big push of our 10th anniversary to make ourselves more visible. And so leading up to this 10th anniversary, we've expanded our programming. We did 58 public programs last year. We're presenting an anniversary that has multiple entry points. We have an academic conference. We have an opening. We have a big gala event and a fantastic offsite performance as well. So we really hope that this 10th anniversary makes people take notice of us and that we can get more people on campus and into the Rubin Center.
And how did you come to art and space as the celebration for your 10-year anniversary?
Well, in kind of a playful way, we're thinking about looking towards the future. In a serious way, the set of exhibitions and programs that we have set up for this really build on some of our strengths. So we took an issue that other contemporary art venues have already looked at, working with artists in space, and we're looking at it from a Latin American perspective. We have elements of the project that are cross-border, so we have partnerships with the University UACJ in Juarez. We're able to do some kind of risk-taking sorts of things in which we're bringing artists to work both on-site and off doing commissioned work and performances. And so it was a theme that sort of lent itself to the strengths that we've built up over the past 10 years.
And speaking of risk taking, you've brought on artist Tomás Saraceno, and you're going to do something pretty phenomenal. Will you tell us about that, Rob?
Well, yes. We've just come back, actually, from White Sands Missile Range, and basically the heartland of Southwest America's space history and heritage. And we only 2 hours ago, we were standing on the site where the space shuttle actually touched down in the 80s. And we were looking at the extraordinary dunes of White Sands National Monument, which is where Tomás Saraceno would like to fly an air or a scene lighter than air sculpture. Now, I should explain that Saraceno is an internationally acclaimed artist. He's following on, in a sense, from the dream of Buckminster Fuller. He works with lighter-than-air sculptures, and he works with large inflatable structures, and his dream is to create a string of cloud cities that go across the atmosphere. So he wants us all to live in the air. And for this project, which we're also calling Space Without Rockets, one of the things we're slightly doing is critiquing the space tourism industry that's also growing up around here by saying, well, why do you have to destroy the environment to go into space? So Tomás really believes that we could all be living on a space station that's inside the atmosphere and then fly by much cheaper means into orbit from there. So his solar balloon launches, which usually happen at dawn, are going to be taking place in the iconic backdrop of White Sands Desert among the dunes. And we are going with a group of internationally invited people and people from El Paso to watch this thing fly. Now, I have quite an interesting sort of relationship with White Sands. When I first came to El Paso and met Kerry Doyle, I came to visit not only Kerry, but two artists who she'd brought across the border in an extraordinary vehicle called the Seft. And Kerry got that vehicle, which had, I have to say, traveled thousands of kilometers around abandoned railways in Mexico. And she brought it across the border. This futuristic vehicle was there waiting. When I came down, having just arrived, jet-lagged as I am rather than now, from the Camino Real Hotel, this vehicle was waiting there for me. I got whisked off to White Sands on the way to Albuquerque, which is not exactly on the way to Albuquerque.
It's a slight detour, but, you know, when you're in a futuristic vehicle and you have access to a place such as White Sands, I can see.
It's a great photo op.
Absolutely.
So returning to White Sands, we're really hoping to do something rather special out there in the context of the Rubin Center's anniversary and this extremely wide-ranging, and I might say, from my perspective, ambitious program that Kerry has put together here.
It really is. I mean, it for lack of other words, it is kind of an out-of-this-world concept. And here it is about to happen. Did you ever have those moments where you thought, how the heck are we going to pull this thing off?
I'm still having that moment, to be totally honest with you. But the fantastic thing is that we're bringing in a lot of great professionals, a considerable number of which we've worked with before. So some of these artists are known to us, or we've worked with them on other projects. So we're doing a lot of things, but we have this fantastic team of international artists that are coming in ready to put their boots on the ground, to meet the community, to do these installations. And so we feel very confident about the team that we put together.
Now, speaking of the team, we go back to Tomas. You have an artist working with these really hardcore chemistry, science. How does that play into the materials that are at work here? And do scientists ever think to collaborate with an artist on these
kinds
of things?
Yeah, I mean, I have had a background of working on collaborations between artists and scientists. For the last 17 years, I've been working with a UK-based organization called the Arts Catalyst, and we're actually bringing my former colleague from that organization into El Paso to talk a little bit about both the work of the Arts Catalyst and some elements of the peaceful uses of space, because she also advises on a United Nations committee called the Committee for the Peaceful Uses of Space.
So appropriate.
And we're also covering this whole very, very fascinating area of space history. So we have a critic and artist from France, Ewan Chardonnay, who's coming in to talk about Von Braun and Operation Paperclip. And I don't know if your listeners know this, but Werner von Braun was brought by the Americans after the Second World War with 100 V-2 rockets on 300 flatbed carriages, trains, across the United States, and basically built up what we then witnessed as the Apollo program. And America won the space race right here in White Sands, it could be fairly said.
So at what point are you an artist and at what point are you a scientist?
I'm a curator who works with both artists and scientists, but I'm a contemporary art curator who has a very strong interest in both science and the history of science.
I'd actually like to point to the title of these projects. It's called Territory of the Imagination, and it's a term that was borrowed by a former NSF director talking about the space that both artists and scientists inhabit together, is this territory of the imagination. So making these hypotheses, thinking beyond what we know we can do to what we might be able to do or what we can imagine we can do. And so I do think that there is some crossover, and I think the very best art-based science or science-based art lives in that place of asking questions and sort of probing at what's possible from different directions.
Let's talk about the actual events that are happening, because you have a whole series here. Let's start with Thursday, November 5th.
Yeah, so November 5th, we are going to have our opening of the four projects. So there's two exhibitions and two projects that will be ongoing. That'll be from 5 to 7:30 at the Rubin Center. That's free and open to the public, and it'll be a great introduction to the shows that are going to be up through February of this year, as well as some of the projects that are happening during these months ahead.
And then Friday, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so we've got two big deals on Friday. The first of all is the Space Without Rockets conference, because it was important for us in the context of all of these events to have a serious conversation about what it is that we're proposing. So we have both artists and scientists coming in for informal, relatively informal conversations, but from their different points of view about, as Rob mentioned, the peaceful use of space, about experimentation with lighter than air materials, about sustainable use of space. And that leads right into probably the centerpiece event of the weekend, which is our gala, which is happening downtown at Epic Rail Yard. And that gala is a fundraiser for the Rubin Center, and it's $50 a ticket, but it's going to be a fun night. So we have
you sold out yet?
We have not sold out yet, so get
you can
your tickets.
Still get your tickets.
You can get your tickets online, and you can get your tickets also by stopping by the Rubin Center at any point before the gala. But we'll be having live performances by local artists, Sochi Rodriguez and Knee Jerk Performance Group. We'll have live screen printing by Zeke Pena and Jason Lucero. We'll have DJ Solgis, and we'll have a concert by the Chamanas. So a really fun, filled, packed evening that has a little something for everybody. We're very excited about that. And then Sunday will be our off-site sculpture launch by Tomas Saraceno on the White Sands Missile Range.
Let's just talk about the Rubin Center as a whole. I mean, I know it's hard to quantify it in a few sentences, but I mean, you've been around for most of it. What would you say the impact is of the center on our community?
Well, we hope that it's been a place where young artists and other people from the community can see the very best in contemporary art, but also with the very experimental sort of spirit. So we are more interested in showing processes and getting artists to come to campus and spend some time here. We're interested in giving artists the opportunity to take a risk. The Saraceno Project is certainly an example of that. And we're also interested in the way that artists serve as catalysts for other activities in the community, and particularly cross-border activities. One of the projects that we're doing by Astro Vandalistas called Inverse Imaginary is going to be a collaboration between the University in Juarez and UTEP, where students are going to be mapping both the sky and border crossings using laser technology. So the students have an opportunity to learn from the visiting artists. The visiting artists have an opportunity to lead us through a reflection of place and border. And I think that represents the sort of very best of what we do.
Now, Rob, you're in museums and galleries all over the world. What's your impression of...
I was actually, you reading my mind, because I was actually going to say that I do travel all around the world organizing projects and speaking in conferences. And I've come to El Paso to find what is essentially a powerhouse in the middle of the desert. I'm just amazed at the level of activity that Kerry Doyle has put together during her time here. And really, it is a very, very unique island of activity here. Really, that's unprecedented on a worldwide scale.
We thank you for coming to our island of powerhouseness. So here with me today, my guests have been director of the Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center, Kerry Doyle, and independent contemporary art curator, Dr. Rob LaFrenay. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks very much for having us here. Yeah.